Norma Rivera at Burdock Donato Group. From Receptionist to HR Director. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Norma Rivera, the hour director of the Burdock Donato Group, shared her journey and experiences working with the largest dealership in the Rio Grande Valley. With a career spanning over two decades, Rivera provided insights into her professional growth and cherished memories of working closely with the company's founders, Mr. and Mrs. Ogden. Norma Rivera has been a devoted Burdock Donato Group member since 1990. She began her career as a receptionist at Burdock-Don Motors in Edinburgh-on-Trenton. Over the years, she has ascended to her current position as HR director, which she has held for years. Reflecting on her early days, Rivera said, "I was engaged at 22 when I joined the company. Starting as a receptionist, I gradually worked my way up. It was a time of learning and growth. Her progression within the company is evidence of her dedication and hard work." Meeting the Ogdens, a personal experience. Working closely with Mr. and Mrs. Ogden left a lasting impression on Rivera. She described her initial encounters with them fondly. "I was very fortunate to meet Mr. and Mrs. Ogden. They were beautiful, both personality-wise and in how they treated their employees. Mrs. Ogden would often come and sit with me for conversations, while Mr. Ogden, though quieter, was equally kind. Every morning, he would greet me warmly." Rivera's promotion in 1993 to handle payroll allowed her to work even more closely with Mrs. Ogden. She reminisced, "Mrs. Ogden had a way of illuminating any room she entered. No matter how tired we were, her presence was uplifting. I worked beside her briefly, but it was enough to recognize her values of kindness and generosity." One of Rivera's cherished memories is Mrs. Ogden's tradition of taking all female employees out on Secretary's Day for lunch. "She took us to Sweet Temptations every year without fail. It was a small gesture, but it meant a lot to all of us." Mr. Ogden, on the other hand, was known for his quiet demeanor and hard-working nature. Rivera recalled his daily routine. "Mr. Ogden drove a little red sports car, and I knew he was in when I saw it. He would often stand in the showroom, silently observing everything, planning in his mind." She also remembered his hands-on approach. "He was always willing to get his hands dirty. Sometimes, we couldn't find him because he was under a car or working in the back. Back then, we used the paging system without cell phones, and he often didn't respond because he was deeply engrossed in work." Rivera's bond with the Ogdens extended beyond the workplace. She recounted their presence at her wedding, a gesture that highlighted their deep connection. "Mr. and Mrs. Ogden attended my church ceremony at Holy Family Church in Edinburgh and the reception in McAllen at La Virial Event Center. I have a video of them dancing and celebrating with me, a deeply cherished memory." The Burdock Donato Group, under the leadership of Mr. and Mrs. Ogden, has grown into a formidable enterprise. Rivera acknowledged their legacy. "They built an excellent foundation, creating an empire. Their values and work ethic continue to inspire us." Rivera's story reflects the strong foundation laid by the Ogdens and the enduring impact of their leadership on their employees. Her journey reflects the spirit of dedication, growth, and personal connections that make the Burdock Donato Group a remarkable workplace. Rivera digs deeper into her experiences and the influential figures that have shaped her career. Rivera's journey from receptionist to HR director is marked by significant transitions and notable mentorships, reflecting her resilience and dedication. As the company evolved, so did Rivera's role. The transition from the founding Ogdens to Mr. Robert C. Vacker, their son-in-law, marked a key moment in her career. Rivera recalls her early interactions with Mr. Vacker. "I first met him as a receptionist. He would call to speak with Mr. Bird Ogden or the general manager. It wasn't until 1993, after the incident when Bert and Dorothy Ogden lost their lives during a tragic car accident when he took over, that I got to know him better." Mr. Vacker recognized Rivera's potential and transferred her to oversee payroll across multiple locations, consolidating departments to streamline operations. "He moved me from the Edinburgh store to Mission Chevy to consolidate payrolls for all locations, including McAllen Nissan, Mission Mazda, and others. Though I initially oversaw the Harlingen payroll remotely, Mr. Vacker always trusted my judgment and valued my contributions." Rivera speaks highly of Mrs. Janet O. Vacker, describing her as deeply caring. "Mrs. Vacker is a sweetheart. She is beautiful inside and out and very giving. Despite overseeing over 1,100 employees, she maintains a personal touch, always caring for everyone. Rivera's journey within the company has been one of continuous growth and recognition. This company has always acknowledged my hard work. Many corporations overlook their employees' contributions, but my efforts have been recognized and rewarded. Her promotion trajectory continued with Natasha Del Barrio's arrival. Natasha Del Barrio saw my work and promoted me to HR manager after discussions with Mr. Vacker. She later elevated me to HR director, acknowledging my experience and dedication. In addition to her HR responsibilities, Rivera was allowed to become a certified internal investigator. The company sent me for training by attorneys, enabling me to handle internal complaints, from harassment to bullying. It was a significant opportunity that allowed me to contribute further to the company's well-being. Rivera's tenure at Burdock Donato Group is deeply intertwined with her personal life. Despite leaving the company briefly in 1999, she returned in 2011, accumulating 22 years of service. I left the company in 1999 but came back in 2011. When you add it up, it's 22 years. Rivera, a widow, has two children who have grown up alongside her career at Bird Ogden. My son, Israel Rivera III, is a chef in Lincoln, Nebraska, and my daughter, Victoria Rivera, is finishing her dental school. They are part of the Bird Ogden family, as I started my journey here before they were born. Born in McAllen, Rivera embodies a positive and supportive leadership style. I always try to give positive vibes. Employees sometimes need someone to talk to, and I make sure there are no negatives, only positives. My door is always open, and I prioritize paying our employees on time and addressing any issues they have. Her commitment to the company's values and open-door policy underlines her dedication to the employees and the organization. I love the company I work for and would do anything for it because I've been here forever. In the final phase of our conversation with Norma Rivera, we spoke about her deeply personal experiences and the extraordinary support she has received from her colleagues and the company during the most challenging times of her life. Rivera has always praised Bird Ogden Auto Group, not just as a place of work but as a family. Her story is a of profound support and solidarity she experienced, particularly during the loss of her husband. Reflecting on this painful period, Rivera shared, "I've been so fortunate to work for this huge corporation. I witnessed its growth and expansion, and I've been supported immensely throughout my journey here." The interview took an emotional turn as Rivera recalled the day she lost her husband, Israel Rivera Jr. Struggling to contain her tears, she recounted, "When my husband had a heart attack, the first person to arrive at the hospital was Natasha Del Barrio, the CEO. Despite overseeing over 1,100 employees, she dropped everything to be by my side. She stayed with me for 3 days, never leaving, even when I had to make the hardest decision of my life to unplug my husband. This level of support extended beyond Natasha. The entire management team, employees, Mr. and Mrs. Vacker, all sent messages and came to be with me. This is a retail business, yet they paused everything to support me. This is family." Rivera described how the company's support extended to her husband's funeral. "Despite my husband working for a competitor, Burns Motors, Natasha brought everyone together, merging the Burns Motors and Bird Ogden families. It was a powerful show of unity and support. The support did not end at the hospital. They allowed me to take time off until I was ready to return. After 4 weeks, I returned because I couldn't stand being at home. The continuous support from colleagues, general managers, and everyone was overwhelming." In December 2019, Rivera faced another profound loss, her mother, Consuelo Cantu. "Losing my husband in May was hard, and then losing my mom in December was devastating. Mr. and Mrs. Vacker attended my mom's funeral. Mr. Vacker hugged me and said, 'I know you've had a very hard 2019. Their presence and support meant the world to me.'" Rivera remains committed to her role and the company despite these personal tragedies. "Every day is challenging, whether handling insurance issues or employee concerns, but I love my job. I wouldn't give it up for anything. They'll have to wheel me out of here." Rivera also shared her hobbies, which provide her with comfort and joy. "I love watching movies, especially comedies and romances like Sweet Home Alabama, and listening to country music. Rivera's dedication to the Burdock Donato Group is solid. She hopes more people will see the company for what it truly is, a family. I wish more people would give Burdock Don a try to work with us. This company is not just a business, it's a family, as I have shown through my experiences. Norma Rivera's journey from receptionist to HR director is more than a career progression. It's a story of resilience, dedication, and the extraordinary support of a company that values its employees as family. Her experiences reflect the true essence of the Burdock Donato Group, making it not just a place of work but a supportive community. Roberto Hugo Gonzalez is the 2009 SBA Journalist of the Year Award winner and the recipient of the Paul Harris Award in both 2009 and 2012. He currently publishes Texas Border Business and Mega Doctor News. His past publications include McAllen City Magazine, Texas Border Digest, CBS Chronicle, Healthcare Services Guide, Winter Texan Tour Guide, and Mega Metropolis.